Roger, you know you aren't supposed to do two and one. You're supposed to like...
You're supposed to be like, boom.
Or actually like three, two, and one.
Go.
It's like five, four. Didn't
right,
you
exactly.
ever watch Wayne's World?
I thought you weren't going to talk at all. Look, he just jumped
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I'm just hyped.
No, I said
beautiful.
I wouldn't engage you in anything interesting. I didn't say I wouldn't like
true,
flap
Dan.
My mouth.
All right, we're sitting here
the Moose Lodge.
At the Moose Lodge.
Yeah.
In the absence of Phil and Phil.
Yeah, where
so,
are they?
No idea.
They're just late.
Sarah just walked in and I grabbed her and said, let's go.
This is like the second week in a row that Phil
No, last week we
has,
were all here.
Missed.
Last week we were all here.
No, but Phil too was playing until
yeah.
he wasn't.
And this is kind of a shaky little deal you got running here then.
Yeah, don't talk to me, man. Talk to the man.
What do you mean?
I mean, you know,
talk to Roger.
You're what MC? Is that what it is? Your MCs are undependable.
Really quick though, you're not gonna get the any like Yachtzine talk. Go to whatever www.yachtzine.com.
Yeah, geek
and that's
fucking talk.
That's no geek talk tonight.
Geek
well.
Talk is boring.
None of it.
Okay.
We don't know what we're going to be talking about.
You just took my entire conversation away
well,
from
me. Well, I'm sorry,
me.
But, you know...
That's a Dan's
experience. I don't know. I don't like giving people... I don't know.
I want to talk about Yahtzee
yeah.
stuff, though.
You know, there's just only so much you should be doing online.
Yeah, yeah. They're breaking new ground. We're done.
I tend to cut it off at shopping and email.
You do a lot of shopping online.
I do. I buy everything online.
See, and I don't even shop online.
That's the purpose of the Visa.
Yeah, I don't have a Visa. They won't give me one.
I went to the Old Navy online today.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Fargo doesn't have an Old Navy yet.
Yeah, they're building one right now.
Old Navy yet.
They're building one.
Best T-shirts on the planet.
Did you
the
hear
only
me?
Problem is their commercials.
My
are
eyes
really
are
bad.
Oh, yeah. Morgan Fairchild, she freaks me out.
They're horrible.
She's kind of upsetting to me. She just doesn't look right.
But
yeah, well, you know.
And that, what's the big glasses lady?
I don't know what her name
who the
is.
Fuck is that anyway?
That was
I
actually
don't know.
One
is
of
she like a celebrity that I'm just not aware of?
Yeah, I don't
yeah,
know. I don't know
who
she is. Is she in stuff?
But
she
they
was
have the fucking Jackson 5
with,
on their commercial.
I know.
Sorry,
they have the
Jackson 5
on there.
She was in the movie. Yeah, but they just got the rights to the song. They didn't actually have the band there.
Well, yeah.
Duh.
And, well, you know,
she was in that movie with Eddie Murphy and Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yeah,
what?
Where they zapped. No, that's Morgan Fairchild.
Oh, isn't it?
They've zapped Morgan Fairchild's face.
We're talking
about
the
old.
Yeah,
no,
the
old.
We're talking
lady.
About the old lady, Carrie something.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she was like a fashion editor for Vogue or some shit.
That's very possible.
Like
very possible.
A dried up
Elsa
Clench or something.
You see her a lot.
Yeah. Yeah
at like fashion
right.
shows
oh,
and stuff.
Oh, and she was in.
Fuck yeah, we're bringing it on to
Fred
fashion.
Port.
We're gone. We're gonna talk about
she
fashion.
She was in Fred a Port, wasn't she?
She was what?
Sorry, ready to wear.
Fred a Porter.
Fred a Porter.
That's what it is. I knew I was missing a syllable there somewhere.
She was. She's actually in a movie. She's a bona fide actress.
There was also some
she
pregnant
like
naked chick in that
or something
movie.
In that, didn't
no.
she?
She what?
I think she shows her breasts in that movie.
No,
everyone's naked in that movie.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, basically, except Julia Roberts.
Yeah, she never gets naked, pussy.
I don't think I watched that the whole way through.
I think
I
very
got pretty
boring.
Bored
pretty
with the banter.
Robert Altman, I was not pleased.
All the fashion people like. Get put in compromising positions. It's kind of cool.
Are we supposed to talk about the band
yeah,
that's playing?
Talking about. Not really. They get to them later. Well, yeah. West of Madison's going to be playing tonight.
West of Madison.
Minneapolis.
Good band.
Shipley, the drummer, just came up and said that we should be starting some Fargo gossip, girls and boys stuff, which I refuse to do. Because there are plenty of people here that we could do it too.
The rumor mill is just too big in this town already. I don't think we need to contribute.
Rumors. Gossip is the work of Satan.
It is. Did you hear that one bartender... At that bar is like dating that other bartender at that other bar.
Oh yeah, I heard
Dude,
that.
Dude, that's totally over.
Yeah,
that's
that
over.
Yeah, it was over like a week ago.
Oh geez.
No, now he's dating that cocktail waitress at that other place.
The one with the with
yeah
the,
with
the
hair,
hair?
Right.
Oh wow. God.
With the hair and the tits.
I can't believe she would date
with
him.
With the hair and the tits. The one with the DNA.
With the hair and the tits. That's a good
tits.
Oh my God. Well, this is
much
awesome easier.
That you can just swear on here.
I know.
There's like no
I was worried
regulation.
About it.
Like we
Shit.
Have sworn yet? Have we?
I said fuck a couple times, I think.
All right. That's what we like.
But,
you know
I'm trying to keep it clean for the kids.
All right. Is there any drama that we could talk about?
Is there drama?
I want to tell you about seeing The Right Stuff with my mom. And
the right stuff as in the movie?
Yeah.
Not the
This relates
video?
To the word fuck. And my mom... like didn't hear a thing when one of the guys said fucking A.
Yeah.
And so she turns to me and says, what did he say? And I turned to her and said, he said, hesitated a little bit, fucking A, Mom. And she said, oh, okay.
All right. My mom doesn't mind swearing so much.
That is pretty good. Yeah, my mom.
She's so cute when she swears, though, you know?
Yeah, so is
my
mom.
She does it so rarely that if she does it, you know that something's really wrong. Like, it takes a lot. I don't think she's ever said fuck, but she says shit. And it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, the world's got to stop. My mom said shit.
The closest my mom has ever come to swearing is she said, I wish they would stop their bit complaining.
Oh.
That's the closest
herself.
She ever has come.
Wow.
My mom says stuff like,
your mom says the
so
F word quiet.
What, are you kids just going to go fuck around then? Or?
She's so goddamn cute. You're the cutest mom.
Yeah, she is cute. And she's really, like, kind of really sweet and nice and stuff, but she's worked with juvenile delinquents
she's
her
rotten.
Whole life, so she says
she's
fuck
rotten.
Like you should say fuck. But, like,
Pam's got
in
some
weird
dirty jokes. You know she does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
some
yeah.
what? Wait, what'd you say?
She's got
Let's
some dirty jokes.
Let's stop talking about my mom. I feel weird.
Okay.
But I feel like if she heard it, she'd be...
She'd be
like,
upset.
Well, she wouldn't be, but it would be kind of funny.
All right, we won't talk about your
my
mom.
My mom was so horrible to me growing up. Anytime I had a good dirty joke, she already knew the punchline.
She did?
Oh, yeah.
And
wow.
She doesn't even swear?
She doesn't swear, but...
She's got her finger on the pulse of the
Is
youth.
She Catholic?
No, no, no.
Religious
Free Methodist.
Woman? Free Methodist.
Free Methodist.
All right.
Evidently, they were too poor to be real Methodists.
Yeah, she's a free one.
Ba-dum-tsh. That's nice.
I don't think anyone got that.
That's
so hopefully,
okay.
Whoever is
it wasn't
listening
really
to this
that
and whoever
funny.
Listened last week, we're going to try and not let what happened last
what
week.
What happened
happen
last week?
Week?
I didn't hear last week.
Complete and utter chaos and absolute melee, if you will.
This mic sucks.
Yeah, it's listening.
Mike's brother had sex with the TA speaker.
Mike's brother.
Mike who?
Yeah, Phil.
Phil.
What are you talking
Phil Hunt.
About?
Mike's brother.
Yeah, you know, Mike Hunt.
Oh. I'm a little lost. Here.
I'm lost. You
Whatever,
lost me.
Man.
I don't
man.
Know what you're talking about.
You know, it's kind of like the thing that you have them, the person you have them page. You know, you go in.
Oh,
Mike. Would you page
oh,
Mike
my
Hunt?
Oh, my God. You are getting us to say
oh.
it. I get it.
See? That's no.
Nice
just,
try,
that,
Ann.
That never gets old.
I know. It doesn't.
That doesn't.
Priceless. Classic.
If you will. I like that. If you will.
Well,
if
see, I don't
will.
I don't ever, like, try to say it, but I, you know, Phil is Mike's brother.
Okay. Whatever,
but he,
man.
But he had sex with a PA, which is very cool.
I don't know that that's cool.
Phil Hunt is Mike's brother. Who? What are you talking about? Is this still just a joke?
I don't know
oh,
what you're talking about either, but I was just going to let it ride.
Oh, man.
I was
let
just
going to
let it,
Dan.
You know, roll.
I
so
tried
I wouldn't look
to let
like
it go, and you guys, like...
No, and then you said, anyway, Mike was humping the PA, or whatever, Phil's brother.
Oh, Phil was having sex with the PA.
Phil was having sex with the PA. Makes
right.
sense. There was also some very nice fellatio with microphones going on, but you probably already know that because
you
listened last week, so we're not going to talk about
There's
it
There's not
going
to be anything dirty. I know, this mic bites ass. It's unreal.
The stand bites ass. And
this whole thing just kind of bites. I've never done this before.
Yeah, Sarah's never done this before.
I'm new
I've
at
only
this.
Done it a couple of times, and those assholes fucking left us here to do it by ourselves. Thanks a lot, Phil Leach. Phil
I can't
won.
Believe that they didn't even show up.
Give me a break.
Phil won.
I think he probably had his sixer of Mike's Hard Lemonade and passed out and didn't make it to the
no,
show.
No, Phil Leach could only drink maybe two.
No, I think
no.
he could do six.
Phil, too, has a much better history of being here. So
yeah,
you,
I know.
You should be mad
Why
at him.
Isn't he here?
He's a rather dependable guy. I'm actually kind of disappointed.
Usually, yes.
I think
so
we may
Phil
have found
too.
A flaw in the character.
This one's not
well,
for you.
That was what I was saying is earlier, that was the first...
And then he was
the last
Mike's brother.
Week was like only the second show he hadn't been at. And now this is the third.
Well, you know, he's got a lot going on. He's getting married.
Yes, getting
he married?
Is. He's getting married.
Poor
he's getting
bastard.
Married.
Poor
yeah.
bastard.
They have a they have an engagement. They have an engagement party they're planning.
Yeah, they are.
For the end of this month. You know, he's got better things to do than yak at computer freaks.
No, he doesn't.
Sure
no,
he does.
No, he doesn't. Yes, he does.
He's got a rock and roll band, you know.
There's nothing better
they
to do.
They got a show
than
in Minneapolis.
Yak at computer geek.
Anyway. My lips are stinging.
Stinging?
Yeah. There's something wrong with me.
What'd you do?
I don't know. I might have burned them. I'm not
with
sure.
With what? Matches?
That'd be all
yeah.
the deep.
I was trying to do that thing where you stick the match in your mouth and put it out, and it does not work.
I was just trying to, like, set my face on fire, and I only got my
I
lip.
I figured it was all the perfume we've been spraying on these.
Perfume?
Yeah.
Good one, once again, Dan
you're,
comes
you
through.
You know what? You're on a roll.
I figured maybe you had MCS.
Should we just go, and you can just, you know, do one-liners?
MCS?
Yeah, you know, the forum did a two-page
oh, yes, I did read
MCS.
That. There's actually also this girl in Minneapolis, woman, excuse me, who has that same disease. She's in some band.
Wait a minute.
Lily Liver.
What's MCS?
I just want to say that
chemical sensitivity,
multiple chemical sensitivity. It's awfully interesting that the only chemicals that they're sensitive to are ones you can smell.
Really?
And they've actually
can you give me an example?
They've actually done studies, and if they aren't aware that it's around them, they don't react.
Really?
They put them in rooms.
So you're thinking hypochondria.
Well, it's not really hypochondria. It's
like the guy.
I'll tell you right now, though, I get violently sick if I move out of an apartment and have to really clean it, like really really clean it. I get sick.
Well,
so
yeah,
do I.
Everybody
like just
does.
A fume.
Really?
I mean, ammonia makes everybody sick, though.
Well,
cleaning chemicals are really caustic
There's
and really nasty.
Yeah, there is. Right.
But
so,
the whole concept of chemicals.
Then why? How do you like justify the fact then that like they usually have three out of four things wrong with them, like fibromyalgia.
What are the symptoms here? I mean, of
extreme
this?
Fatigue.
That's a symptom
of
everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Those are all things that there's no you can't.
I'm sorry, but like,
you guys are just making this.
No, I just
these
think
silent
that
sufferers just crawl back into their little
no,
apartments
I'm just,
and not
here's
come
all
back
I
out.
Think is that when I hear the symptoms of anything as being extreme fatigue, moodiness, you know,
it's not
like
moodiness.
That's a symptom of everything. That's a symptom of day-to-day life.
That's a symptom of life.
That's a symptom of getting up at 6 and having to take an exam.
All right.
I'm moody and fatigued.
Extreme coughing, like to the point of bending over
right,
it, not being
okay.
able to breathe.
That's a legitimate
okay,
symptom.
No,
thank you.
That's
those,
a legitimate
are,
symptom.
They are legitimate symptoms,
out.
But they are also things that are very commonly associated with
allergies.
Well, but with non
allergies.
They're very associated with mental.
Oral allergies.
Things.
Yeah, anxiety. It is similar
anxiety
to anxiety.
Cause that.
Yes. Not coughing.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
No, they can't.
Dude, I'm a victim of anxiety attacks.
Yeah, me too.
I don't cough.
There's no coughing
involved.
I haven't
either, but
I mean, granted, I shake uncontrollably, but
and not
and
the inability to breathe and the heart pounding.
You have difficulty breathing and whatever, but I mean, there's no coughing.
But
yeah.
it's a symptom that can't be tested.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So did they make it up? What? What are you telling me here, Dan?
I'm saying that their minds can smell, you know, if they go into some place and they smell a chemical,
they assume that they're having a reaction
to it.
It's not always smelled, I don't think.
Well,
have you done research on this? Like, are you stating facts right now that these people, like, if they can't smell it, they don't have symptoms? Is that a fact?
Yes.
Okay.
They've actually done tests where they put them in a room and they don't tell them what they're doing.
Right.
But they pipe in these chemicals that they claim that they're sensitive to. And they don't react.
So who did these studies? Because I wouldn't consider that very ethical,
that's another thing. You have to look at the statistics
in the
right light. You know, you have to look at the sample.
No, if someone is seen to be, like, sensitive to chemicals, you're not going to pump those fucking chemicals into a room that they're in. That's completely unethical.
Yes.
No, that's completely ethical.
No. It is not.
Yeah, and so is the Skinner box. What? No.
No. It's completely ethical because it's not like
chuckling up the stairs.
You have medical personnel around. It's not like they die from this stuff. It's people that break out in hives or cough
or
get headaches, stuff like that.
I see what you're saying.
It's not like it's a life-threatening condition. You know,
they
get fatigue from it.
And you think it's basically your bottom line is that it's bunk.
My bottom line
all
is that my bottom line is that they have never found
but
a
they
case.
Say no, but they do say that it's brought on by like an overexposure to certain chemicals that make you overly sensitive. You know what? We're gonna find out pretty soon here.
But what's not a chemical?
What do you mean? What's not a chemical?
Everything is a chemical.
No.
Did you take chemistry?
No, I successfully avoided that.
Okay, everything.
I took chemistry.
Everything is a chemical.
Everything is composed of chemicals, I
Everything
suppose.
Is a chemical.
Not everything is not a chemical.
I want to know.
Oxygen is not a chemical. Oxygen is a natural gas.
It's a chemical.
Oh, my God.
We've gotten this.
You know what? This is really not my area.
Yeah, me neither. I can't argue this.
If we're going to go into, like, science, and you're going to, like, expect me to be, like, smart and, like, facts and stuff, I can't go with that.
Things are
all
built out
of molecules. I do really good at the science and Trivial Pursuit. Stop it. Enough. We're done with this topic. We're done.
Libby
and I, the women I'm so
Libby has vetoed the chemical topic.
Evidently.
Yeah.
We're moving on.
What?
We're moving on.
Yeah, we are moving on. Sorry.
What else you got, Dan?
And it's not that, you know, it's because we're stupid in science.
What other people would you like to oppress today?
You fascist?
Let's see.
Shall we talk about schizophrenia?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all in their heads.
Get it?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, oh. Sarah's chalking herself up another one.
I am on.
That was almost
tonight.
As good as me.
I'm on. You guys just don't understand.
Not quite, but almost.
You don't understand how cool my sense of humor is.
Paul's coming over with more beer for Libby.
Paul's got beer for
Thank
Libby.
Thank you, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
My friend Paul is here from Texas with his girlfriend Carissa, whom I just met. Very lovely lady. Paul used to live here.
How about freckled people?
Attended Chanley for
What about
years.
Freckled people? You we got could, something against freckled people, though?
We could oppress freckled people.
We can oppress fuckers that are wearing blue nail polish.
I'm going to oppress you, dude.
I'm
just going to oppress you.
I think I have way more freckles than
Dan.
Either of you.
I'm going to oppress guys named Dan.
Cool.
Who is wearing blue nail polish?
And
said
green.
Wear blue nail
and
polish.
Green.
And green.
Don't forget the
Did
green.
Did you paint your own nails?
Do I look like somebody who could, like, find somebody to paint my nails for me?
A lot of people, you know,
well,
pay for
sometimes
that
sometimes there's a little party, like, ooh, let me paint your nails.
Yeah. You know, there's
some, all this big,
there's
like,
some Bacardi
I had
involved.
I had a nail painting party at my house and passed out, and that's what happened.
What?
I had a nail painting party and
Did
passed
you?
Out.
From the chemicals?
Well, yeah. You know, because okay. I have MTS.
I can't even believe. I just want to know what you would have done by yourself up here.
Yeah, I would have done nothing.
I mean, if, like, you know, that's just, I'm pretty pissed.
I probably would have just told my life story.
I think that's pretty rude that they didn't show up.
I do too.
And just left you here to go,
here
you know,
to
on
you.
The air.
Phil's done it by himself.
On the virtual air, if you will.
Phil's not by himself. What?
He's gotten up here and just talked to the mic all along.
Which Phil? Phil Hunt?
Do you have any
Phil
idea
Hunt,
how boring that is, though?
Yeah, that is amazing.
I mean, I've heard, I mean, nothing against Phil, but, like, a monologue is not a good time.
No. Well, it's never planned that way.
I think the band is starting now.
Just sometimes they've had to deal with
no,
it that
Roger
way.
Roger will give us the 3-2-1.
Oh.
All right.
You're
going to
give
oh,
us
3-2-1
now?
We're going to go into West of Madison is going to be playing here
West
pretty
of Madison.
Soon. Roger's winding us down.
The only person I know in this band is Shipley. I don't know the other people.
Oscar, I know.
Oscar.
And
oh, yeah.
I don't know the
guy.
Other two guys. I've informed that his name starts with a J. That would
All
be
right.
the singer.
So we got Shipley. We got Oscar, guy with the name starting
J
with J.
And I don't know the other guitar player.
And somebody else.
We'll find out during the
West
interview
West of Madison.
Section.
I
what?
Feel so bad because, you know, I'm...
We're west
I'm like
of Madison.
Partially putting this on, and I don't even know...
Do you think right. that's what it's about, that Fargo is west of Madison?
It could be.
Do you
so
think?
It's Minneapolis, though.
It's, you know...
Minneapolis might be west of Madison.
But they aren't in Minneapolis.
We are west
Fargo.
Of Madison. You're about to hear west of Madison.
Okay.
Come on over.
Northwest.
Switch over. Shut up. Roger. Come on. Roger. Answer.
Roger.
Yeah, we're done. It's going over to west of Madison.
Basically.
Okay. West of Madison. Here we
And we're done.